Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeremy Zak is my coach, my guide on cricket. I'm getting used to this. I'm not yet ready to talk the vernacular, but I begin to understand it. I begin wins and losses. And right now, I was expecting more good news from the T20 teams, now spanning out across the world. T20 means the game lasts only 4 hours as opposed to 5 days. If you're lucky, it doesn't rain. 5 different days, not 5 consecutive days. However, the T20 last week reported that Australia was having great success, and I believe they're still having success, male and female, but there's been a setback. Is this a test? What is the setback? What were they playing, Jeremy, when we lost one of your stars and they got humiliated?
Oh, yes, John. This was actually the one-day international. So the one-day international is basically a league of cricket that follows on from T20. So T20, 20 overs per side of the bat. One-day international is 50 overs per side of the bat. So instead of four-hour games, you really get nine-hour games across an entire day. But you know what? You still find out the results at the end of the day. But in this case, what happened was it was effectively our T20 side playing one-day international went up against the same South African side that we had basically dominated in the previous T20 series, which was only a week ago. However, instead of this time completely dominating South Africa again and being victorious, we actually lost. We lost by 168 runs on the first day. And to make matters worse, Travis Head, one of our batters, suffered he got hit by the ball in the head, and it's a bit unclear. It looked like he might have hit his hand as well. And effectively was taken out. He was forced to retire from the pitch. So not only did we lose, we also lost one of our star players who probably won't be able to play in the near term, but we did it against South Africa, who was touted to be a much easier foe to defeat. And honestly, John, what this kind of says to us now is that our T20 side, while they are young, while they are very much very fit and very, very good at what they do short term, maybe, just maybe, they can't last the long game. They can't last the 50 overs, which means that as we get into the test season where you're playing 50 overs a day for 5 days in a row, that just doesn't bode well for us, John. So, I mean, the humiliation is that, you know, the team that was supposedly weak suddenly completely trounced us. And again, I know this is cricket. There's a lot of strategy to it. The South Africans may have been sandbagging in the T20. But for whatever reason, they've suddenly become really good, or which might unfortunately be the truth, we've unfortunately become really bad over the course of a few days.
Jeremy, the team, is it one pool of players, or do you have separate teams for T20 or a single-day test or a five-day test? How do they make up the teams beforehand?
It's basically all of those answers, John. So you do have an overall pool of players, which are the international players that the Australian Cricket Association selects, and they basically train up and they put them into the leagues. And what happens is there's no rules about playing T20 players only in T20 or one-day international players in one-day international. So that very large pool of professional cricket players can be used in any league. But what we traditionally see is that basically they don't try and use too many players across too many leagues, because as you can imagine, it puts a lot of stress on the body, and the younger players who are playing faster T20, for example, they won't do well in the, say, five-day test because they'll become very fatigued and they run the potential of injuring themselves, which means they can't play the one-day internationals and the T20 leagues. So the answer, John, is there is this large pool, but typically what happens is players will become very streamlined at some point, whether they go test cricket or whether they go one-day international in T20. And I dare say, John, and the reality is that it is a lot based on age. The younger ones tend to be in the quicker and faster games. The older ones who have a bit more strategy, a bit more sort of stamina, they'll be the ones that play test cricket. But it doesn't always hold true. Sometimes the strategy is used to, you know, swap them around a bit.
One more comparison to American baseball. A national or American League team will have several farm teams of different levels that play all summer as well. And towards the end of the year, which is now, teams that are no longer in contention will call up their most attractive or most promising farm players to participate in the late in the world in the big leagues for a few games. Do you have something like that in Australia? Do you have farm teams that get called up to the big leagues now and again?
Exactly right. We do. And what that's called is basically the Sheffield Shield League, which is the state-based league here in Australia. So every state and sometimes multiple per state has a state cricket team. And those teams do play across the summer. In fact, they've started a few demonstration matches about 2 weeks ago, but they'll begin their actual proper games, proper season in just a week from now. And they are the ones that are actually drawn into this international league. So the players that do really well in the Sheffield Shield at the very beginning of the season, so in the next couple of months, they will exactly that. They'll be called up either as reserves or they will go overseas and be playing in the T20 one-day international sides. And sometimes it's not even when the sides aren't doing so well and, you know, you can bring the players up just to try them out. If there are some really stunning players in the Sheffield Shield, they can actually be signed mid-season and they will actually move immediately to the international realm. And I guess, John, that's kind of a bit of testament to cricket in that while there are seasons, the reality is because it's a North and South Hemisphere game, the season actually lasts all year round. So while somebody may be pulled out of the state-based Sheffield Shield halfway through the season, they'll actually be going to, say, the beginning of the international season. So they won't actually be joining, say, mid-season in the professional leagues. It's kind of a way that you have these farm teams constantly providing new players. And also those players that don't do well in international cricket, they can go back to the state level. They're actually accepted back the other way to redo their skills.
It's springtime in Australia. It's time to celebrate the Magpies, the Snakes, the cricket matches, the worry about the wildfires. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm in New England. Winter coming on. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.